Hey guys, what is up? It is me, Dangerous ASMR, and it is time for your Wednesday upload. So, technically, this is Tuesday night, and I have had a few drinks, and I thought you guys would really enjoy hearing me do some fairy tales when I am a little less than sober. I thought this would be kind of fun to hear. Hopefully, oh God, I hope I don't listen back to this and go like, what the hell was I thinking? I have the PDF up. I hope that I'm at the right section. I think I last left off at Rapunzel, but I'm not sure. So if I've read this one before for you guys, I'm really apologetic. This one is called The Three Little Men in the Forest. That is a great title. Okay. There was a man whose wife died, and he was undecided whether he wanted to marry again. Finally, he took off one of his boots that had a hole in the sole and said to his daughter, his only child,
"Take this boot and carry it up to the loft, where you'll find a large nail. Hang the boot on the nail, then fetch some water and pour the water into the boot. If it holds the water, I'll get married again. If it leaks, I'll let things remain as they are."
What a stupid asshole. The maiden did as she was told. The water drew the hole together, and the boot became full to the brim. The father checked to see for himself whether this was true. Then he said,
"Well, now I've got to take a wife."
So he went and courted a widow who brought her water from her first I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm reading this right. The maiden did as she was told. The water drew the hole together and the boot became full, blah, blah, blah. So he went and courted a widow who brought a daughter from her first husband with her into the house. When he saw that her stepdaughter was beautiful and that everyone was fond of her and that her own daughter was ugly, she scolded the stepdaughter whenever she could and only thought of how she might torment her. What a bitch. One day in the middle of winter, when the snow was high, the stepmother sewed her a dress made of paper. And when it was finished, she called her stepdaughter to her and said,
"I've got a craving to eat strawberries, so put on this dress, go into the forest, and fetch me a basket of strawberries. And don't you dare return home until the basket is full."
The maiden wept bitter tears and said,
"Strawberries don't grow in winter, you stupid whore. And even if they were there, they'd be covered by the snow. How am I supposed to find them? It's so cold outside that my breath will freeze. How can I go out in a paper dress? The wind will blow right through the dress, and the thorns will tear it off my body."
"Don't say one more word,"
the stepmother replied.
"Get going and look for the strawberries."
She kind of sounds like Smeagol, right? In her jealous heart, she thought the maiden would freeze outside and never return. That's why she'd made the paper dress. Since the maiden was obedient, she put on the paper dress and went out in the forest like a stupid fucking whore. Don't listen to that bitch-ass stepmother. There was nothing but snow, not even a blade of green grass. So she kept going, and when she reached the middle of the forest, she saw a small cottage, and three little men were looking out the window. She wished them a good day, and since she greeted them so politely, they asked her what she was looking for in the forest dressed in such a thin paper dress when it was winter time.
"Oh," she answered, "I'm supposed to look for strawberries, and I'm not allowed to return home until I've gathered a basketful."
The three little men responded,
"Go behind our house and clear the snow away. The strawberries have been protected there and have grown. You'll find enough to fill your baskets."
See, they didn't have testicles. Please excuse me. Okay, The three little men... Oh, wait, hold on, shit, sorry. The maiden thanked them and did as she was told. While she cleared away the snow and gathered the strawberries, the three little men began talking among themselves.
Let's fuck this whore.
No, I'm kidding, they didn't say that, sorry. Whew, okay.
Since she's been so polite to us and is so beautiful, let's fuck this whore. What gift shall we grant her?
I'll make sure she becomes even more beautiful than she is. This is my gift.
What did the little man say?
Each time she speaks, golden coins will fall out of her mouth. That will be my gift.
Another one of the little men. What a stupid asshole. This is the worst fucking gift I've ever heard of.
I'll grant her a king who'll come and take her for his wife,
the third little man said. When the maiden came back to them, they bestowed their gifts on her, and she wanted to thank them. Oh, when she went, I'm sorry. And when she wanted to thank them, golden coins fell out of her mouth. Then she went home, and the stepmother was astonished by the strawberries that she had brought with her, and even more astonished when she saw the coins fall from the girl's mouth. Shortly thereafter, a king came, took the maiden with him, and made her his wife. Now the mother thought how she might provide her daughter with the same great fortune, so she sewed her a splendid fur coat and told her to go into the forest and ask the little men for a gift. But the men saw that she had a wicked heart. And instead of giving her a good gift, they gave her bad ones. The first wish is she would freeze in her fur coat as if it were made of paper. These are some bitter assholes. The second wish she would grow uglier with each passing day. The third wish she would die a miserable death. Like, holy shit, that's harsh. The girl returned home, shivering, as if her fur coat had been made of paper, and she told her mother what she had encountered. And when her mother saw that the curses of these three men were starting to take effect, she thought only of avenging herself. So, she went to her stepdaughter, who was now the queen, and pretended to be friendly and charming. That's what I do, like, every fucking day that I talk to people. Consequently, she was welcomed and given her own apartment. Okay, that doesn't happen. Like, I pretend, but I'm not given my own apartment, so clearly I'm failing. Shortly thereafter, the queen gave birth to a prince, and one night, when she was alone and sick and weak, the wicked stepmother lifted her out of the bed with the help of her daughter, and they carried the queen outside to a river and threw her into it. You know, her security is not doing a good job. If you can just lift this bitch outside and, like, throw her in a river, like, nobody sees you. Not even just some random-ass person hanging out nearby be like, shit, that's the queen. Don't throw that bitch in a river. Like, we need her. How do you... That's really bad, okay? We needed a security system. Okay. The next morning, they told the king that the queen had died during the night. The following night, the kitchen boy saw a duck swimming through the drain in the kitchen, and it asked, "Are all my guests now sound asleep?" And the kitchen boy answered, "Yes, indeed. You can't hear a peep. His job is to make rhymes, obviously. How about that baby of mine? He's asleep and just doing fine." Then the duck assumed the shape of the queen, went upstairs, suckled and nursed the baby, plumped up his little bed, covered him, and returned to the drain where she swam away as a duck. This happened the next night, too, and the third night she said to the kitchen boy, "Go and tell the king to take his sword and swing it three times over my head on the threshold." The kitchen boy ran and told the king, and when he swung the sword three times, the wife appeared before him alive and well. The duplicity of the stepmother and the daughter was now clear as day, and they were cast into the forest and devoured by wild animals. Okay. Am I the only one that feels like this has some loose-ass strings to it? Like, these three little men just came out of fucking nowhere, and I'm, like, really confused. Okay. I don't know if it's because I've been drinking, but this makes no sense to me. Drinking ASMR. You're welcome. Okay. Nasty flax spinning. I like that it says it's nasty. I bet it's not like sexually nasty, but that's how I'm listening to it as in my mind. Okay.
In the olden times, there lived a king who loved flax spinning more than anything else, and his daughters had to spin the entire day. This means flax spinning is code for sucking dick. Excuse me. If he didn't hear the wheels humming, he became angry. One time he had to take a trip, and before he said his farewell, he gave a large casket of flax to the queen and said, "All must be spun by the time I return." The princesses became distressed and wept. "If we are to spin all that flax, we'll have to sit the entire day, and we won't be able to get up at all." But the queen replied, "Console yourselves."
She's the same voice, I guess.
"I'll certainly help you."
I don't know if she's the queen or the king, but I'm totally digging this. Now there were especially ugly spinsters. Wait, what? Now there were especially ugly spinsters in the realm. The first had such a huge lower lip that it hung beneath her chin. The second had an index finger on her right hand that was so thick and wide that one could make three other fingers out of it. I feel like my accent is ruining this, so I'm just going to speak in a normal American English accent. Now, there were three especially ugly spinsters in the realm. The first had a huge lower lip that hung beneath her chin. That poor bitch. The second had an index finger on her right hand that was so thick and wide that one could make three other fingers out of it. That was a thick-ass fucking finger. That is a thick boy right there on her fucking hand. The third had a thick and wide flat foot that was as large as a motherfucking kitchen board. Holy shit. The queen summoned the three spinsters of the castle. And on the day that the king was supposed to return home, she sat them down next to one another in a room, gave each of them a spinning wheel, and ordered them to spin, motherfucker, spin. It's spin class, right? Moreover, she told each of them what to answer when the queen... I can't talk, hold on. Moreover, she told each of them what to answer when the king questioned them. As soon as the king arrived, he heard the humming of the wheels from a distance and was so glad that he intended to praise his daughters. However, upon returning the room and seeing the horrible spinsters sitting there, he was at first startled. Then he stepped toward them and asked the first woman how she got that
hideously large lower lip.
"From licking! From licking!"
And then he asked the second where she got her thick finger from.
"From fingering, bitch."
No, okay, not really.
"From turning the thread. From turning the thread and twining it."
As she said this, she let the thread run around her finger a couple of times. Finally, asked the third one where she got her flat foot from.
"From stamping. From stamping."
Apparently, they can't speak normal English just because they're ugly, which is something I've learned. The more you know. Okay, so. When the king heard of all this, he commanded the queen and the princesses never to touch a spinning wheel again, and this is how they rid themselves of their agony. The end. That's some fucked up shit, man. It's saying basically show the king how ugly you get from doing the shit he wants you to do, and he'll be like, JK, I don't want you to be ugly bitches with huge lips, fingers, and feet, so it's cool. You don't need to do this shit anymore. And they're like, score, we found the ugliest bitches in the kingdom. Woo, high five. That's fucked up, man. Where is some, like, people getting cast out into the forest and being eaten by wild animals when you need it? I'm telling you. Okay, so last I'm going to do Hansel and Gretel. Didn't I already do this? Or was it with Rapunzel? No, wasn't it? Okay, I'll do Hansel and Gretel. And then I'll be finished because I'm clearly not sober enough to be reading this. And I hope you're enjoying it. Okay, Hansel and Gretel. I'm not going to try to do this with an accent because I'm going to fuck it up. A poor woodcutter lived on the edge of a large forest. He didn't have a bite to eat and barely provided the daily bread for his wife and two children. Hansel and Gretel. Oh, it was a comma and not a period. Never mind. It reached a point where he couldn't even provide that anymore. Indeed, he didn't know how to solve this predicament. One night, as he was tossing and turning in his bed because of his worries, his wife said to him, "Listen to me, husband. Early tomorrow morning, you're to take both of the children and give them each a piece of bread.
Then lead them into the middle of the forest when it's most dense. Where it's most dense. After you build a fire for them, go away and leave them there. We can no longer feed them.
No, wife,
the man said.
I don't have the heart to take my own children and abandon them to wild beasts, for they'd soon come and tear them apart in the forest.
If you don't do that, the wife responded, we shall all have to starve to death.
She didn't give him any peace until he said yes. Fucking bitches, man. The two children were still awake because of their hunger, and they had heard everything that their mother said to their father. Gretel thought, now it's all over for me, and began to weep pitiful tears. But Hansel spoke, be quiet, Gretel. Don't get upset. I'll find a way to help us. Upon saying this, he got up, put on his little jacket, opened the bottom half of the door, and crept outside. The moon was shining very brightly, and the white pebbles glittered in front of the house like pure silver coins. Hansel stooped down on the ground and stuffed his pocket with as many pebbles as he could fit in. That stupid fucker thought they were silver coins, you stupid asshole. That's just the way they look in the moonlight, you dumb fuck. Then he went back into the house. Don't worry, Gretel, just sleep quietly. And he lay down again in his bed and fell asleep. Early the next morning, before the sun had even begun to rise, their mother came and woke the two children.
Get up, children. We're going into the forest, not to kill you. Here's a piece of bread for each of you, but be smart and don't eat it until noon. You want to prolong your agonizing death, yes you do.
Gretel put the bread under her apron, but because Ansel had... I'm saying Ansel. Okay, hold on. I got this. Gretel put the bread under her apron because Hansel had the pebbles in his pocket. Then they all set out together into the forest. After they had walked a while, Hansel stopped still and looked back at the house. He did this time and again until his father said,
Hansel, what are you looking at there and why are you dawdling? Pay attention and more too long.
Oh, father, said Hansel, I'm looking at my little white cat that's sitting up on the roof and wants to say goodbye to me.
You fool.
I'm sorry.
You fool, the mother said. That's not a cat. It's the morning sun shining on the chimney.
Just like the fucking asshole thought pebbles were coins, stupid bitch. But Hansel had not been looking at the cat. Instead, he had been looking at the shiny pebbles from his pocket that he'd been dropping on the ground. When they reached the middle of the forest, the father said,
Children, I want you to gather some wood. I'm going to make a fire so you won't get cold.
Hansel and Gretel gathered together some brushwood and built quite a nice little pile. The brushwood was soon kindled, and when the fire was ablaze, the mother said, Now, children, lie down by the fire and sleep. We're going into the forest to chop wood. When we're finished, we'll surely come back and get you.
Hansel and Gretel sat by the fire, and when noon came, they kept eating their pieces of bread until evening. But their mother and father did not return. No shit.
Nobody
came to fetch them. When it became pitch dark, Gretel began to weep, and Hansel said,
Just wait until the moon is risen.
I forget what these people's voices sound like now, so forgive me if it's shitty. And when the full moon had risen, Hansel took Gretel by the hand. The pebbles glinted like newly minted silver coins and showed them the way. They walked the whole night long and arrived back at their father's house at break of day. Their father rejoiced with all of his heart when he saw his children again, for he had not liked the idea of abandoning them alone in the forest. Their mother also seemed to be delighted by their return,
but secretly she was angry because women are bitches.
Not long after this, there was once again nothing to eat in the house, and one evening Gretel heard her mother say to her father, The children found their way back home one time, I just let that go, but now there's nothing left in the house except for half a loaf of bread. Tomorrow you must take them further into the forest so they won't find their way back home again, otherwise there's no hope for us.
All this saddened the father, and he thought,
It'd be much better to share your last bite to eat with your children.
But since he was a little bitch who couldn't stand up to his wife, he'd given in the first time. He also had to yield a second, so, you know, he's a little
fucking bitch.
Hansel and Gretel overheard their parents' conversation. Then Hansel got up and intended to gather pebbles once again, but their parents had locked the door. Nevertheless, he comforted Gretel and said, "Just sleep, dear Gretel. The dear Lord will surely help us." "No, you idiot. You idiot." Whatever, I'm not going to make a religious rant right now. Early the next morning, they each received little pieces of bread, but they were smaller than the last time. On the way into the forest, Hansel crumbled the bread into his pocket and stopped as often as he could to throw the crumbs into the ground.
"Hansel, why are you always stopping and looking around?" said the father. "Keep going."
"Oh, I'm looking at my little pigeon that's sitting on the roof and wants to say goodbye to me," Hansel answered.
"You fool," his mother said. "That's not your little pigeon. It's the morning sun shining on the chimney."
Well, no wonder she wanted to get rid of him. She thought he was stupid as hell. Now their mother led the children even deeper into the forest until they came to a spot they had never been to before in their lives. Once again, they were to sleep by a large fire, and their parents were to come and fetch them in the evening. When noon came, Gretel shared her bread with Hansel because he had scattered his along the way. Noon went by, and then evening passed, but no one came for the poor children. Hansel comforted Gretel and said,
"Just wait until the moon has risen, Gretel. Then I'll see the little breadcrumbs that I scattered. They'll show the way back home."
When the moon rose and Hansel looked for the breadcrumbs, they were gone because many thousands of birds that fly about the forest had found them and gobbled them up. Greedy little fuckers. Nevertheless, Hansel believed he could find the way home and pulled Gretel along with him. But they soon lost their way in the great wilderness. This is a long fucking story. They walked the entire night and all the next day as well, from morning till night, until they fell asleep from exhaustion. Then they walked for one more day, but they didn't find their way out of the forest. They were now also very hungry, for they had nothing to eat except for the berries they had found growing on the ground. That sounds like a great way to get poisoning, you stupid assholes. Excuse me? Okay. On the third day, they continued walking until noon. Noon is a big time in Hansel and Gretel world, I'm realizing. They then came to a little house made of bread with a cake for a roof and pure sugar for windows. That sounds good.
"Let's sit down and eat until we're full," said Hansel. "I want to eat a piece of the roof. Gretel, you can have part of the window since it's sweet."
"Don't tell me what to eat, you stupid bitch."
Hansel had already eaten a good piece of the roof, and Gretel had devoured a small round window and was about to break off a new one, and they heard a small voice cry from inside.
"Nibble, nibble, I hear a louse. Who's that nibbling on my house?"
Hansel and Gretel were so tremendously frightened that they shit themselves, and they dropped what was in their hands, and immediately thereafter a small ancient woman crept out of the door. She shook her head and said,
"Well now, dear children, where have you come from? Come inside with me. You'll have a good time."
That sounds very predatory. She took them both by the hand and led them into the little house. Then she served them a good meal of milk and pancakes with sugar and apples and nuts. Okay. Afterward, she made up two beautiful beds, and when Hansel and Gretel lay down in them, they thought they were in heaven, these stupid assholes. The old woman, however, was clearly a fucking witch. Was really a wicked witch on the lookout for children and had built the house made of bread only to lure them to her. Okay. As soon as she had any children in her power, she would kill, cook, and eat them. It would be like a feast day for her. More like a cheat day, am I right? She's like all protein all the time until fucking kids come in and she's like, motherfucking cheat day. And she eats these like fatty, sugary kids and she's just like, oh, I'm gonna get swole, bitch. Therefore, she was quite happy that Hansel and Gretel had come her way. Early the next morning, before the children were awake, she got up and looked at the two of them sleeping so sweetly, and she was delighted and thought,
"There'll certainly be a tasty meal for you."
Apparently, she talks to herself in her mind. Then she grabbed Hansel and stuck him into a metal coop, and when he woke up, apparently he didn't wake up during that, he was behind a mesh
a wire mesh and used to lock up chickens. Duh, no shit, we know what a coop is. And he couldn't move about. Immediately after, she shook Gretel and yelled,
"Get up, you lazy bones. Fetch some water and then go into the kitchen and cook something nice. Your brother's sitting in a chicken coop. I want to fatten him up, and when he's fat enough, I'm going to eat him. But now I want you to feed him."
She's too dumb to actually make up a stupid fucking story. Gretel was frightened and wept, but she had to do what the witch demanded because she's a pushover. I don't know. She couldn't just punch this bitch in the face. So the very best food was cooked for poor Hansel so that he would become fat. Well, Gretel got nothing but crab shells. Nothing but motherfucking crab shells. That doesn't even have any fiber. That bitch has to be so backed up with crab shells. Jesus Christ. Every day, the old woman came and called out,
"Hansel, stick out your finger so I can feel whether you're fat enough."
So my doctor does when I go for like a physical. He's like,
"Stick out your finger, you stupid whore. Let me see if you're fat enough."
And if I'm too fat, then he's like,
"Go eat some crab shells."
However, Hansel stuck out a little bone, and the witch was continually puzzled that Hansel didn't get any fatter. Okay, take it back. The witch is stupid as shit, too. Apparently, you can just stick out a bone like you have in the fucking house, and he's just like, or the coop, and he's just like, "Wow, there's no skin on this bone, but I guess it's you, because what? It's your finger. It's gotta be, because I'm dumb as shit." One evening, after a month had passed, she said to Gretel,
"Get a move on and fetch some water. I don't care whether your little brother's fat enough or not. He's going to be slaughtered and boiled tomorrow. In the meantime, I want to prepare the dough so that we can also bake."
At least she's a multitasker. So Gretel went off with a sad heart and fetched the water in which Hansel was to be boiled. Early the next morning, Gretel had to get up, light the fire, and hang up a kettle full of water.
"Make sure that it boils," said the witch. "I'm going to light the fire in the oven and shove the bread inside."
Gretel was standing in the kitchen and wept bloody tears and thought,
"It would have been better if the wild animals in the forest had eaten us. Then we would have died together and wouldn't have had to bear this sorrow. And I wouldn't have to boil the water that will be the death of my dear brother. Oh, dear God, help us poor children out of this predicament."
Then the woman yelled,
"Gretel, come right away over here to the oven."
When Gretel came, she said,
"Look inside and see if the bread is already nice and brown and well done. My eyes are weak. I can no longer see so well from a distance. And if you can't see, then sit down on the board and I'll shove you inside. Then you can get around inside and check everything."
The witch wanted to shut the oven door once Gretel was inside, for she wanted to bake her in the hot oven and eat her, too. She wasn't even thinking about the fact she's wearing clothes, and the fact that her intestines are still inside of her, and that's gonna be fucking gross. You didn't even marinate the bitch. There's her hair. She's gonna smell like burnt hair. The stupid cunt isn't thinking. Let me see. This is what the Wicked Witch had planned and why she had called the girl. But God inspired Gretel, and she said, "I don't know how to do it. First you show me. Sit down on the board and I'll shove you inside." And so the old woman, because she was stupid as brick, sat down on the board, and since she was light, Gretel shoved her inside as far as she could. Just... And then she quickly shut the oven door and bolted it with an iron bar. The old woman began to scream and groan in the hot oven, but Gretel ran off, and the witch was miserably burned to death.
"I'm dying, oh no, I'm burning."
Meanwhile, Gretel went straight to Hansel and opened the door to the coop. After Hansel jumped out, they kissed each other and were glad. Mwah, Alabama. Mwah. The entire house was full of jewels and pearls, so they filled their pockets with them. They went off and found their way home. Their father rejoiced when he saw them again. He hadn't spent a single happy day since the children had been away. Now he was a rich man. However, the mother had died out of nowhere, coincidentally. Sounds like some bullshit. He clearly killed the mother. We need to fucking go to the cops because this is obviously a murder. So that is it. That is it for my reading today. I hope you guys enjoyed my slightly drunken reading of fairy tales. If this is something you want to hear again. again. Please let me know. Otherwise, I will try to do my readings sober in the future. But I gotta say, this is a lot of fun. I don't remember half of what I said now because it's already over and my brain no worky. So I love you guys so much and I will talk to you next week. Mwah! I'll see you then. Okay, bye.